Drum and Dance is one of the classes that celebrate all things Korean during the week-long camp in Minnesota.
The camp was started in 1977 by parents, mostly Caucasian parents, who had adopted children from Korea. And they wanted their children to feel good about their Korean heritage and to experience Korean culture. So they began a summer camp.
안녕하세요.
Campers and volunteers start each day exchanging greetings in Korean in the auditorium of a local school. This year, the camp has 235 children from pre-kindergarten to seventh grade and 250 volunteers.
Most of the volunteers are the parents of the campers. It becomes a whole family experience. Those campers grow up. After they're no longer campers, then they become teen helpers. We have 100 teen helpers in our camp this year. And then after they're teen helpers, they can become young adult volunteers. And we actually have people who come back to our camp every year.
Parker Yellick is a teen helper.
I was adopted when I was 8 months old. I was always self-conscious about, like, being a Korean adoptee. But when I, like, came here, I got to hear and see a bunch of other people who have the same story as I do. And it was really cool because it then helped me accept who I am. And it made me proud to be of Korean heritage. I kept volunteering because I wanted to help other kids who may have been like me. And it was also really fun.
College student and adult volunteer Kevin Cunningham has been to camp for 22 years.
Korean culture camp when I was a kid was my favorite week of the year. And I would say it still is as an adult because now I get to come back and see all the kids doing what I did, going to the class and learning about language, history, and doing Taekwondo together. And of course, eating lunch together was always really fun.
Education director Hongju Lee recruits teachers and creates the curriculum.
I love to see the kids who are exciting about what they are doing here, what are they learning. So that's why I've been here for 14 years. That makes me really happy.
Camp director Ekstead adopted a daughter from Korea and says a large number of Korean adoptees led to high enrollment, as many as 700 in the 90s. Now the number is 250 to 300 every summer. There are fewer adoptees, but former campers now bring their own children. Other campers come from the Korean community. This new group has prompted changes.
So our self-esteem classes have changed. It is not so much about adoption anymore. It's about feeling good about being Korean, having a Korean heritage.
Ekstead says as long as loyal alumni want to continue to make the Korean heritage part of their family, the future of the Korean culture camp looks bright. For producer June So, I'm Carol Pearson, St. Paul, Minnesota.